Check.
I think we're going.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Road Glory. I'm here with my buddy Deez Casillas. It's been a minute
since
I've seen you. At your new digs, new house, San Antonio.
Yeah. I think it's, I like it here. San Antonio's nice. Texas is good. I like the freedom.
Right. How long have you been here now?
Since about 6 months almost.
You guys have moved in pretty nicely, pretty quick. It looks like you've been living here for a while. It's like very cozy. It's neat. It's fucking, everything's nice and organized.
We're trying, man. It's funny. I'm glad you say that because to me it still is a disaster. But I'm such a weird
OCD.
I got to find everything in its place. We're getting there. We still have some small projects to.
No, yeah. I love it, man. It's your home now, man. It's awesome. It's a great place. It's like, it's comfortable. Great dogs, too. I met your dogs coming in here, man.
Yep.
You found what are their names again?
Cash is the little black doodle, and then Roswell is the new addition.
We found him in Roswell.
Yeah, we were on the way to Roswell and found him. So, we named him.
That's a great
name.
Roswell.
Well, our little alien baby. He's a good dog. Some son of a bitch abandoned him on the side of the highway in New Mexico.
Yeah, it's a puppy, right? He's just a little puppy.
He's like 4 weeks old.
Tiny. He's still a puppy now.
Yeah, he's like 6 months old.
Yeah, he's still got that puppy
energy. He's very
so
much
cute.
He's a good boy. He just wants to he's mostly lazy, which is nice, but every now and then he gets these bursts of energy.
Oh, let's get the zoomies, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but man, I'm very happy for you, dude. Well done. Like, you deserve it. You did great, buddy. Like, great house, and it looks awesome. And we got a show tonight we're doing.
That's right. At Free Roam Brewing. Go back in the past and come to that show. It was great. We killed it. I can't believe that lady pulled her tits out. That was nuts. It's a cool place. I'm glad you're going to be there. You'll like it. The last two shows we've had, I mean, I'm going to say this and then the show's going to be terrible, but we've had like over 200 people at the last two events. So hopefully that continues. Yeah.
My curses are my AC always breaks down. To a point where it's like it's affecting my girlfriend now, dude. Her AC is broken twice on her within the last year and a half.
Oh, my God.
She said the first repair cost her $1,000, and then this one, and she had to pay $2,000. So it's $3,000 within 24 months. I go, you're paying $125 a month for air conditioning.
Although in Tucson, it's worth it. That might be worth it. Yeah, that's 100%.
For sure. Even on the way out here, I just drove, 4 hours from Dallas? It was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is. That's the thing. Like, I was in New Mexico the other week, and I like San Antonio, but it is definitely moist. Like, it is not, it's not like West Texas. West Texas is desert. Again, Arizona, desert, dry. We've got moisture in the air here. You get sweaty. So.
Yeah, so that's my one curse. My other curse is, you should have been here last week. It was 500 people. It's like fucking 6 people.
Well, we'll see what happens. I think it'll be good. It's a cool spot. And we've been killing it out there. So I'm just trying to get San Antonio popping, man. Get those comedy scene moving here.
Like, every time I bring up your name, I'm like, this dude is one of the biggest hustlers I know. Like, you just fucking, like, I grind. Like, I consider myself like I'm a grinder. You grind, dude. Like, you're a fucking grinder, bro. And I totally respect it, man.
Hey, you got it. You know how it is out there. It's a fucking pain in the
ass.
It's
like Wild West, bro. It's like,
I will say this, though. It is one of my biggest pet peeves. So if there's any comedians listening or any upcoming comedians, please listen to this. I post for shows. I book. I've got shows across the country, multiple states, right? So I'll be looking for comics in like Ohio, for instance. I don't really know a lot of comics in Ohio, so I go to the Ohio comedy groups and I'm like, this is the show, this date, this time. I need these spots filled. This is the pay. And I go, if we haven't worked together, please send me your tape and a bio, and please specify that it's for this show on this date in this city, because I probably posted in five other states today. So I need to know. And also don't send me a 3 minute open mic set if you're trying to headline the show. Like, I need to know like at least 30 minutes or something.
Send me a clip from you headlining somewhere.
And I swear to God, 90% of the messages I get are, yo, dog, I got you. That's the whole message. And it's not from someone I know. It's just, and I'm like,
is dog spelled D-A-W-G?
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. And I'm just like, dude, I don't know. Like, you motherfuckers wonder why you're not getting booked or like, and those, like, I don't even reply to those messages. I don't, like, I'm not going to do the work and handhold and chase you down to get the shit I need to see about. If you want the booking, put in the work.
Yeah, that's funny. Like, that's what you wonder why you're not getting work. I think I'm not getting work because I put in the subject line to my bookers, I need you to fill my holes. And then I go,
Probably going to the wrong file.
Fill my holes, baby. Fill them deep with the headliner.
They probably goes to their porn file. And they look it up later like, oh, this is weird. When did I save this?
Yeah. That's how I go about my booking. But yeah, man. So you just did some shows recently too. You just got back in town, right? Last night.
I was in Oklahoma City. They're great. I might actually end up going back this weekend, it turns out.
So much enthusiasm. Oklahoma City is great. I have to go back there this weekend.
The shows are good. The clubs are good. Oklahoma City, I'm sorry, your city sucks. Anytime a city is named after the state it's in, it's a bad sign. Like, no city that has ever been.
How many cities are there that are like that, though, besides Oklahoma City? There's New York.
New York, which I think that proves my point right there. 100% proves my point. I mean, I'm not in New Jersey.
You know, I think it's another one, right? New Jersey.
Yeah, there's a Montana city in Montana. Not a good city. Isn't there a Nevada City, too, in Nevada?
Maybe.
I think there is.
I wouldn't put it by it.
Yeah, but it's like when that's your crown jewel in your state is Oklahoma City, man, you got a lot of state left to work.
No wonder McVay fucking bombed this.
He should have fucking added some more manure to that fucking van. Make that blast radius a couple hundred miles. Yeah, there's not much out there.
Yeah, I've been watching did you see that miniseries, The Waco?
Oh, yeah.
I thought so. The first one, now they have the Waco aftermath.
Okay.
They're focusing on everybody getting tried.
All the children and crazy people.
Boy, yeah. And then McVay doing his shenanigans afterwards. It's pretty good. Like, I'm a big Michael Shannon. You know Michael Shannon?
No.
The actor. Yeah, you know Michael Shannon. He's been in
the actor. Oh, okay.
He's just like, he's got that. Kind of like plays a great bad guy.
Okay, yeah.
Boardwalk Empire, he's in that. Just trying to think of like some other stuff he's been in. He also did a great thing where he read a sorority letter, and he reads it with such a fucking conviction. But it's like a sorority sister, like, she's the head of the sorority and she's sending it out to all of her friends. She's like, listen up, you fucking cunts. She's like, I will cunt punt any stupid bitch. Like, yeah, it's fucking fantastic. First time I've ever heard cunt punt.
It's a good line. It's a good line.
Yeah, I'm going to use that on the next female heckler that comes near me. Madam. I'm going to start off with madam.
You're going to be in West Texas and New Mexico next couple nights, so you never know. It's a lawless out there right now. That's for goddamn sure. But
it's going good, man. I'm glad things are going well for you, man. It looks like you're fitting in nice here. Seems like it's a better fit for you than the Northwest.
Yeah,
seems like very enjoyable.
Oh my God, I can't. It's so I just keep seeing more and more shit happening in the Northwest. Like, goddamn. Here's what I realized the other day. I told my buddy, I'm like, the nice thing about not, and you probably have this experience too, because like, the nice thing about living in a scene in a city where I don't know any other comics is I never have to deal with the local comedy drama bullshit.
I'm never in a place long enough either where I'm just like, I can see it online and I'm like, this is hysterical.
Yeah, you fucking clowns, dude. It's no wonder you guys, like, I don't give a shit about any comedian's opinion that's never done comedy out of the zip code they live in. You know,
that should be like etched into a tablet. It's a great quote. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, if you've never done comedy in a different time zone than the one you live in, your experience is not that valid to me.
Shout out to my buddy. This is a great quote. My buddy Paul Spock out of Reno. He goes, "You're not a real comedian unless you've cried while crossing state lines."
I was creating a list one time of like things, like the unflattering things, like 10 things that like to know you're a road comic. They're all like crazy shit like that. But number one for me has to be like, brushing your teeth in the parking lot of the venue you're about to do a show in, like,
or a rest stop. You know, yeah. you're, even at your rest stop, you're just like, I feel like it's such a fucking scumbag. You know, it's like some guy comes in with a 6-year-old kid, and you're just brushing your teeth, looking yeah. at him like, oh, hey, you think you're better than me? Yeah. You are.
I'm about to go entertain.
Yeah, yeah.
Tens of people.
Tens. Maybe even teens.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like one of the top things that I realized. I'm like, oh yeah, this one is, that's the one. That's it.
So, and what do you got coming up here? Now we were doing our show tonight, but you said you might be going. What's after Oklahoma? Maybe this weekend coming up.
I've got to go. Where am I going? I think I'm a bunch of stuff in San Antonio this week, or San Antonio, or Texas. I'm in San Antonio, or San Antonio, New Braunfels, which is just basically a suburb of San Antonio. Mostly just local shit. Then next month I'm going to go back to New Mexico, where you're going this weekend, doing some shows over there. I'm kind of like, honestly, really. Right now, I'm not doing a ton of stuff on the... I'm trying to do stuff where I can be home same night or within a couple days. Like, that's my goal for the next few months as I'm working on shit. So a lot of stuff around Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma. Presence now,
kind of like, because when you were in the Northwest, you were doing the same thing. You're just, like, hustling, setting up rooms.
And, yeah.
You know, like...
Well, I mean, I'd go somewhere and be gone for a couple of weeks, and then I'd come home, and then I'd be in the, you know, that area. But like, I'm trying to set up these rooms here, and then come the end of like September, I'm going to be gone basically all of September on the road. I'm going to be fucking Colorado, Utah, Oregon, Washington, Montana, Idaho. I think it looks like maybe Nevada. New Mexico. I mean, I think so far I've got like almost 3 straight weeks booked in September. So that's kinda, awesome. Yeah, that's kind of the
well done, buddy.
Again,
it's nothing feels better than like writing. You probably don't. You're not like me. You've probably just put it in your computer. But I like write down in my book. Writing a date down and being like, okay, I don't have to worry about this. I got some money coming in this week. It's just such a relief. You
yeah.
know? And I was just like, dude, I had 3 shows total the entire month of April.
Ah, fuck.
Bro, I was like such a lean fucking, and then May wasn't much better, but now June, July,
it's picking up.
August, yeah, it's going to be pretty steady here. So it's like,
yeah, that is a good feeling when your like calendar is filling out you can be like, okay, I don't have to worry. I've just got, I mean, I'm really trying to build these rooms in the area. So I'm just staying close to home. Be like, it's nice. I'm still doing spots. You know, I'm getting up a couple times a week at rooms I produce. I've got like a weekly Tuesday show, and I've got like 4 monthly shows in the area. So I've got stuff where I'm like, I'm still getting up regularly and can do stuff. And it's, but I don't think I can be home the same night. And that's kind of what I wanted to do. Plus I just like, I filmed my hour last year and I'm trying to write new shit. So I'm really trying to like focus on that. And, you know, get my fucking house together and just kind of enjoy some time.
Yeah, I got a set I'm filming coming up here in July. It's going to be like professionally done.
Yeah.
It's like, so, you know, you've heard of the dry bars.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So now there's this thing that my buddy's doing thing called open bar.
Okay.
So it's like where it's, you know.
You just.
So it's like, but it's professionally shot. Yeah. So I'm going to take him up on that because it's going to be like.
Where is it at?
So you can do different venues, but
I'm gonna
be doing it like there's this club called McCurdy's down in Sarasota. It's a fucking beautiful room. It's one of those ones. It's like it's a hard nut to crack, but once you're in there, it's great.
It's good. Know,
it's like one of those.
How do they do the filming if like how do they set up the filming if they're filming in different areas? What cameras do they send a camera crew to you, or how do you?
Yeah, I think
you,
he's got a camera crew. I mean, this is my first time working with him, but like, yeah, I mean, it's not a ton of different venues, but it's like they're trying to do them at nicer venues. So like,
yeah,
I know McCurdy's is one. Maybe Sasani's down in Florida. It's like mostly located in Florida, but
okay, like, so it's like
that's where my buddy's based out of. You
got
know?
It. So that's not bad. So at least you, if he's like just doing Florida, because you know. But yeah, man. I mean,
for me, it's just like it's nice. It'll be just nice to have something, and also shit that I could put on Instagram that's nicely filmed. And like, you know, I can cut it up into clips and put it out there and try to get some weight to my name. You know, like get my. I had I don't know if I told you, but my Instagram account was hacked. I had like almost 3,000 followers, and I'm back down to 250 because I had to start all over. And it's
really?
Yeah.
God, what a pain in the fucking. They couldn't do anything about it once it was hacked.
I took a picture. Like it was a fucking nightmare, dude. Like they're like, take a picture of yourself with your light, and I did all that. Nothing.
Yeah, they don't give it. What do they care? They don't give a shit.
And I hate because it's like they need to have like a social like. You know, make an Instagram thing we can talk to an actual fucking person.
Yeah, it's all AI and bullshit. Yeah, yeah. Again, go into the metaverse and fucking stand in line.
Jerk off fucking the metaverse Zuckerberg. Yeah. You know, blow Meta Zuckerberg.
Yeah, if you can beat Meta Zuckerberg in a Brazilian jiu-jitsu match, you can. Yeah, it's a.
Yeah, you know what would be funny, dude, is a straight-up challenge to the Brazilian jet and just kick him right in the dick and just get disqualified. You're disqualified.
Like, listen, I still won in my
Facebook banned.
Yeah. I'm forever banned on that.
Yeah. Just kick him really hard on his dick.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, the difference is, so, like, I filmed my hour. I still haven't released that, but then I filmed this little half-hour thing in Portland with our buddy Simon a couple months
ago. I love Simon.
About a month ago. He's
great.
Another
guy that just hustles and works his ass off and, like, I mean... just so personable too. Like when he gets to a venue, he's just like everybody's friend.
He's great.
Not fucking not love that guy.
Yeah, no. we've partnered up on a bunch of stuff, which has been really great for both of us, and especially different aspects of the business where, like, he can do one part and I'll do the other part, and it just has fucking been great for both of us. But
I told him too. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you. But like hanging out with him, he let us stay at his place.
Yeah.
I was like, you're every stereotypical. Good thing about like Jewish, like, have you eaten anything? Are you guys hungry? Yeah, do you need to stay? Yeah, if you need to stay another day, let me know. It's just like the most accommodating, sweetheart of a human being. You're just like, and I'm like, if people wanted to genocide you guys,
right.
what the fuck is going on here, man? You guys are the fucking best.
Yeah, he's great. He was we're doing this like theater thing, and you know, I went up there to check it out since I'm working with him now, and like I did a 35 minute video that they'll be distributing, and just having that nice video and like using that on my Instagram and like
nice putting,
using that as like a
did you name your special anything? Did you name
that reminds me. Sorry, Simon. I gotta write up a description and a name for that. My hour when it comes out, which hopefully again soon, which is part of the reason I'm taking time off to finish editing that also. It's been a bitch, but my hour that I filmed back in November in Bozeman, Montana, that is called Not Your Cup of Tea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's nice. So the half hour.
That's a good title for your fucking,
it's very fitting. That was what the tour I was calling for like a year and a half that was going on. I was like, Not Your Cup of Tea. I'm like, I just want people to know, so if you get mad, it's your fault.
It's in the title. I said that to the people. I go, just because I'm not your cup of tea doesn't mean I'm going to change my flavor.
Yeah.
The only one I said it was like chamomile, bitch, all day.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Dude, that's great, man. You got good things happening. It's popping off. And when's your birthday again coming up? Is it coming up or did it already pass?
What is it? It's in October.
October.
It's we're still got to get there. Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking. I think I'll be if everything works out like it's supposed to, I think I'll be in Costa Rica for my birthday, though, which is going to be nice.
Oh, great, man. That'll be
nice. So, that's kind of my yearly sabbatical to fucking chill
recharge
out.
Recharge. Get to, you know, feel like a human being for a fucking week and then get back at it.
October is my, like, I take my time off and I go to Costa Rica or somewhere in Central South America usually and just take anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks and just fucking turn the phone off. Be like, plan ahead on everything and be like, you're not gonna be able to reach me.
You're gonna
have to figure it out.
I've never been to Costa Rica, but it's definitely a place. Like, I hear nothing but great things about it, though.
It's great. Flights are cheap and it's cheap when you get there. I mean,
like, that's good to know.
I think last year when I went there, it was like, flight was like $550.
Oh, fuck.
That round is... trip, it's fucking crazy. It's crazy. It's so crazy. It's stupid. And it's not
flying
that
out of where?
That was flying out of Spokane. Last year,
I figured that'd be even more expensive because it's like you're in the top corner of the country.
Yeah, it's actually this year it'll probably be cheaper because flying out of we flew through San Antonio, so flying out of San Antonio, and fuck, even if I had to fly out of Houston or something, but you fly through somewhere. I've always flown through somewhere in Texas, whether San Antonio or Houston, to get there. So it's like I just ditch a stop. Only got one flight now, direct.
That's great, man.
Wow. That's awesome, dude. And what's been your favorite place in Texas? Is San Antonio your favorite spot in Texas?
100%. Here's the thing. People
isn't the Alamo here?
Yeah. So people always, when I said I was moving to Texas, people like, Texas, why will you love Texas? And I'm like, I don't love Texas.
It's just like, that I hate it here.
Yeah. It's just I hate it. But here's one thing. People are like, oh, what about the abortion laws and stuff like this? I go, call me old fashioned, but I'm one of those crazy guys that one of those crazy males that can't get pregnant. I realize that's very that's not, you know, it's a hate crime to say that now that I'm right. I'm a guy with a dick that can't have a baby, but that's the way my dad raised me.
I'm fucking vasectomy, dude. Like, yeah. I mean, that's fucking checkmate,
right? God gave me the his own vasectomy and made me sterile, so I'm good.
Right, yeah. But on top of that, you're like, yeah.
But I mean, like, well, I do like the people are super nice in Texas in general. They're so nice. They're like, San Antonio is a beautiful city. I the rest of Texas, it's fine. Like, Houston is kind of a hole. Dallas is kind of like boring. Austin is okay, but I'm too old for Austin. I was in El Paso a couple weeks ago. You'll go past it too as you're on you guys. No, Las Cruces.
I just did I was there last year. I did a spot at the comic strip.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did some shows out there that week. And I also did my AIT and my military.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I went back when I was like 21.
When I was going through there, the first time I've been in El Paso in a while, and I forgot that when you go down the Interstate 10, like, you can see Juarez, Mexico. Like, one side of the interstate is literally Mexico.
Right.
The other side is America. And I'm like, I got to the show that night, and I told the audience, I go, that's so crazy that it splits, like, our country and theirs. Because on one side of the country is, like, this poor, depressed, dirty, disgusting city. And on the other side of the street is Mexico. So, you know, it's like, what I'm trying to say is El Paso sucks. Like, most of Texas is like, it's whatever, but like, I love San Antonio. It's great here.
It is a cool little town here. Oh. I don't mind it. I don't know you've been paying attention any of the fucking stories going on news wise.
Oh, little, yeah. I try, yeah, but
I saw it. I've been trying to work this into a bit, but I saw, did you see the guy that got woken up in his hotel room?
Oh, yeah.
The hotel manager was sucking his toes.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh,
that's a hell of a continental breakfast there, man.
No, yeah. So I was like, you just wake up to this dude suck your toes, and he's just like, I see that you're a Hilton Rewards member.
Platinum, huh?
That's how we treat our platinum guys with a wake-up call. And I was like, was this dude even wearing open-toed shoes when he checked in, or is this guy just saw this guy's jawline and was like, yep.
Who sleeps with, like, their toes up ready
That's
to
also
sucked?
What I was asking. I was like, was his toes exposed, or this guy fucking shimmy the fucking sheets loose on the bottom and then get under? So it was like a big reveal, you know?
Here's what I think. I heard that story, and I'm like, this sounds like some sort of, like, Craigslist casual encounter gone wrong. Like, the guy just, like, he, like, it was like, you know, one of those, like, gay code, like, hey, you know, if I ask you, do you use double pillows in your bedroom,
right.
And it's like, that's like gay code for, like, come suck my toe, and then something happened.
What did that guy say upon check-in? Where this dude's like, yeah, I'm gonna go suck this guy's toes. Where he's like, my dogs are barking. It's like, it's gonna be an Epsom salts kind of night. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink.
Yeah. So, here's the thing too: is like, when you hear a story like that, this is like the odds of that being the guy's first time he sucked at someone's.
Exactly. That's another thing. I was like, he's like bragging to the fucking assistant manager. He's like, I'm really good at sucking toes. He's like, I've never been reported.
Yeah, not yet. I wonder too. I'm like, if I woke up and someone was sucking my toes, I'd be like, listen, you have to stop. But also, I don't want anyone to know about this. Like, don't. I won't tell you. Like, if you don't tell, like, I'm good. We just walk away. Yeah. Like, just take off your name tag. I don't want to know your name.
Right. It's like fucking the. You wakes up to this guy sucking his toes. And
Yeah, it's like, I'm calling the police. And the guy's like, well, I'm less hard now.
Yeah.
Terrible at keeping secrets. And then fucking sending the email to corporate. I just also would like to let it be known that I did have the do not disturb sign on my phone.
I feel like you say you're calling the police. He's like, well, I do have handcuffs and a cop, hat.
Just
like,
let me suck the other one until the cops get here. I don't come till this little piggy goes all the way home.
That story caught my eye for sure.
I was like, let me get a look at this Econolodge looking motherfucker. And I was like, a Hilton? What the fuck?
Hey, well, you know, that's the better service.
And did you see the video of the teacher getting pepper sprayed for taking a student's phone away?
No.
Yeah, so the student was on her phone cheating. She was using the phone to cheat, and he took her phone, and then she pepper sprayed him in the hallway. And was
wait,
like,
the teacher pepper sprayed
the
kid?
No, the student. The teacher took the student's phone away because she was using the phone to cheat, and he was like, you can't fucking do that. So then he took the phone away, and then she pepper sprayed him in the middle of the, it was like all caught on video. I'm like, they say that when you're being bullied to tell the teacher, but what if you're the teacher?
Yeah, what if you're tell?
Who the
tell
fuck
the
do you go to?
Yeah.
Wait, excuse me. I'm having a really hard time with these students.
Yeah, that, I mean, these fucking kids are crazy out there today. I can't even imagine being a teacher and trying to deal with them. Also,
There's no way. Like, you've heard my thoughts on this. Like, I tell them in my talk, I was like, there should be two adults in each classroom at all times.
And, yeah.
You know, I don't.
I think they should arm teachers, but not because of school shooters, just to keep those kids in line.
Yeah. The first clip is blanks.
Yeah. I'm not even saying load the gun. Just have it in their waistline. So every time someone acts up, you just fucking raise it up a little, show a little. What's up, man?
Don't they have those pepper spray bullets that you can use? You just fucking.
Oh, like, do they?
There's pepper spray bullets now. You can shoot them. It's like they hit him in the chest and it's like pepper spray. Also, I do have to bring up your fucking totally amazing and impressive comic book collection, dude.
Yeah.
And it fills up a whole room.
It does.
So, okay. First of all, Marvel or DC, where do you
lean? I am there. Out of all those boxes, there are only 5 that have DC comics in them.
So Marvel guy.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Yeah.
I agree. I believe more Marvel. I just think their characters are more deep.
100%. Yeah.
Right. So Marvel, top 3 favorite comic book characters.
Characters in general?
Or 4. This like is Mount Rushmore.
I'm an X-Men guy, so like X-Men. That's my main thing.
Yeah, that's one of the, that's my brother got me into comics when I was a kid. Dude, Wolverine was my guy. He's my number one.
I actually love obscure characters. Like, I love Havok, which is Cyclops' brother.
There's an old comic book where Wolverine and Havok do a team.
Yeah, Meltdown.
Yeah.
I've got it.
And it's got really interesting, weird art, like Wolverine's hair. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's like a graphic novel, but it was just
Bogdavin.
Like,
is it Bogdavin that does it? But yeah, he's super.
It looks
weird.
Like a painting.
Yeah,
it looks like the artwork looks like it's fucking Renaissance painting.
It was like a 4-issue, but they were like prestige format. They had like glossy paper, hardbound.
Right,
yeah.
Looked up. Okay, so Havok, that's like your favorite?
Number one, yeah, 100%.
What makes Havok your favorite?
Because he always seemed like the realest character, like the most like a real person. Like he didn't really want to be an X-Man. He was like always in the shadow of his older brother Cyclops, who's fucking boring.
He's such a loser, fucking like. I remember somebody rated one of the top. Here I was like, he could be killed by a sniper rifle.
Yeah, I don't need him. He's a Boy Scout. He's like Superman. It's like he's always going to do good.
Yeah, yeah. No, I that's another reason why I like Wolverine. He's like,
right,
especially when he puts the claws like on the side of your face. And he has one. He's like, bro, you want the middle one?
Let's go.
Yeah. That one's dope. Okay, so Havok.
I always like Magneto a lot because I like Magneto, the gray character where the like. He's
the bad guy that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Magneto makes some valid points where you're like, okay, I think if this is real life, I might be on your side.
Exactly. Yeah. I saw a meme. It was like when you hear the villain giving the speech and he's low key making a lot of points.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. We may need a better PR guy and to change the name from, you know, Brotherhood of Evil Mutants to, let's just say, Brotherhood of Mutants.
Yeah.
Ditch the evil. That does have some connotations.
I mean, evil mutants.
I like the Hulk a lot. I think Hulk is has some ambiguity of
that's
like,
my brother's, right? I always like the Hulk a lot too. Like, yeah. I just think I also like that the Gray Hulk too, I think, is like such, like, because he would go by Mr. Fix-It.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
if you saw that series.
Yeah, the different personalities.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff.
I always was drawn to that. I thought that was like, because he would wear the suits. He was like an enforcer in Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, that's so
yeah,
cool.
He was in Vegas.
That would
doing
be a
that.
Great movie. I think of him like a Gray Hulk movie
fun.
With him being a fucking enforcer.
Yeah,
dude, that would be like nobody's.
That would be.
Right, we should write a script.
Yeah,
should
man,
get
that,
on that.
Marvel's cranking them out, man. Get them out before you get their shit's getting worse.
Dude, yeah,
like,
I'm serious, dude. I think we could write a fucking rated R, Vegas, and because he also teams up with the patch version of Wolverine, which is silly because it's like you're just wearing an eye patch. Even Wolverine wearing a mask. Oh, are you the other guy with claws that comes out of his hands? Like
and that weird hairdo that your mask fits in your mask.
Yeah,
somehow.
The mask does the exact same frame as your haircut. Yeah, you're like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. But all right, so we got Havoc, Magneto, Hulk, and who's your other Mount Rushmore?
Man, that's a good question. Who's number four? Let me think. I'm gonna go like another solo character, not because I could realistically, if I was just naming characters, I'd go all X-Men characters. But let's get out of the X-Men realm and let's go like.
We said you're a big fan of the Max.
I do love the Max, yeah.
Right, which
from
you
the,
talk about obscurity. I think like,
I've got that whole trade paperback. Actually, I got all the.
When I first worked here, you were in the Max shirt. You were wearing the shirt.
It's my go-to comedy shirt, actually.
Yeah, mine's a Rodney Dangerfield one. Yeah, I totally get having a go-to comedy shirt.
Yeah. So yeah, something like maybe something more obscure like the Max, or there's some like. Early Image characters that are fun. Although I do kind of have a weird, I'm not a huge DC guy, but I have a weird affinity for the Green Lantern because I think the powers based on your willpower is a really interesting concept.
Yeah.
So like the power ring in anyone's hand is purely based on your personal willpower, which as someone who is like very much about willpower, like I feel like I'm super strong willpower.
Right.
So anybody that's
overcome addiction, like somebody that's like come back from like being a heroin addict,
right,
and is like clean, you're like, I'm gonna
fuck
you. That guy's just fucking wrecking shit.
And then
you know?
He just immediately makes a giant needle.
Yeah.
Like I'm fucking getting real, getting fucking green power ring heroin.
Fill this thing up. Dude, that's so funny. Yeah, I always liked the Lantern. Too bad that movie was horrible.
Oh yeah, that was
rough. The fear cloud.
Yeah, yeah,
it was a giant cloud of fear. You're like, God damn it! Do you ever watch? God, what's that guy's name? He does a movie pitch.
We watched your buddy had us watch him in Georgia.
That's right. Yeah,
what's his
God,
name?
They were so funny, man.
Adam.
Yeah,
yeah. I was watching some this morning, actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
That guy is good. He's nailing his niche there. It's just like he's like the way he. Pokes holes in the plot there. He's just like Power Rangers one that I saw him do recently, and he's like Bryan Cranston lands and on Earth, and he's like, okay, he's like, and then we skip ahead 65 million years. He's like, that's a big time.
Yeah,
jump.
That's yeah.
He speaks English, you know. Yeah. He's already speaking English. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
I just love when he's the writer and he's like, the producer asks him a question. He's like, I don't care. The writer's just like,
basically just saying,
like, I don't give
that?
A fuck. He's like,
nope.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
He's
like,
yeah, yeah.
Just basically,
guy,
yeah. I just like, really
funny.
Don't give a shit.
Yeah. He's great.
Yeah. They're kind of, they're so funny. There's like an obvious rhythm and it's formulaic, but like, it's very well done.
No. Yeah, and it's one of those things too because it's also great because you get requests from fans. Do this one,
yeah.
And they're like, because that's also, I don't know if you ever saw the Honest trailers,
yep.
Which were great.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that guy, fucking God,
nailed
so funny,
too.
Man. But where are we at here? We're at we're at a half hour.
Oh
already.
Yeah, we gotta dip out.
Deez, I love you, buddy. Thanks so much
for
having me. And to everybody listening, sorry it took so long to get a podcast. I was having technical issues. I'm stupid and I don't know how to work the equipment.
We're going
to
get it figured out.
Yeah, Deez, help me here. It's funny that with Deez, I figured would be a DC guy, but no, he's Marvel
yeah, go
guy.
Against the grain.
Where can we find you? So you want to plug your socials for the 8 listeners?
Yeah, go to deezcomedy.com or deez.comedy on Instagram. It's all under Deez Comedy. Check it out. Lots of shows all over. My production company, Social Hour Book, shows all over. So if I'm not there, other better comics will be there. So check out his show.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much for joining me, man. It was great.
Yeah,
appreciate
thanks,
it, buddy. All right, man. See you on the road.
Later.